Testament reading is from Matthew 11, verses 16 through 19 and 25 through 30. Do not let them compare this generation. They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang the dirge, and you did not mourn. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there is none risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Not whoever least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raping it. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who was to come. Whoever has his ears, let him hear. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children in the marketplaces, calling out to others. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This generation, Methodist missionary, Leonard Sweet, suggested you can tell which generation is which by what he says no to. The booster said no sweat, and no generation worked harder. The boomer said, no problem. No generation had more problems. The buster said, no fear. Our generation had a lot more to fear. The millennial kids are saying, Hakuna Matata, no worry. Worry, worry, here, worry, there, the deficit continues to explode. The European Union in turmoil. Stocks gyrate by the day. Commodities rise and fall without reason. The Middle East is in shambles. From Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, North and South Korea keep exchanging challenges over fishing rights. Al-Qaeda lives on despite the loss of Osama. China and Russia are busy rallying their weapons. And for Christians, constant attacks upon us in the courts, from crosses allegedly misplaced to schoolroom classes in New York City. And Jesus said, what shall I compare this generation to? To what shall I compare this generation? They see dancers, but they're children. They're playing games. Yet they refuse to join in the games. They're playing and dance for boy games, part of many activities of women's. Wailing and mourning was done primarily by women and families. This generation, said Jesus, sits stiffly, look important, sound important, wisdom is only vindicated by deeds. And this generation's wisdom has been fueled by greed, the bottom line, at the end of the day. Winning is everything. So to me, actually, my ethics. What I want is what I want now. Reading down in an op-ed entitled Moral Dystopia, besides the examples of the moral failure from Penn State's Sandusky, in Philadelphia's Monsignor William Lane, inundated by instantaneous information and gossip. Do we simply know more about the seamy side of life? Do great opportunities and higher stakes cause more instances of unethical behavior? Have materialism, narcissism, cynicism about institutions, the sports, the religion, the politics, the used to it is together? Do they know the sense of right or wrong? James Hunter is professor of religion, culture, and social theory at the University of Virginia. He wrote a book entitled The Death of Character. He asserts we are uncertain about what the good is. society of moral institutions. We used to be the carrier of our ideals. We've ended up with a nation of ethical free agents, moving from a culture of character to a culture of personality. It's all about me. The questions are the only source of human hope. As Reagan noted, the Word of God, the very Bible that we hear, holds the record of God's dealing with humankind. So for this generation, we inherit various overburdened souls, self-made notions of the next image to create, circumstances to spin. What does Jesus offer? A yoke. It's easy. It's light. Made it fit. We no longer need to recreate because we have been made into Christ's image. So believers are invited to join him. This is a new way to see, to hear, think, understand, to do. Wisdom is known by obedience. It was Carol's delightful Alice in Wonderland. As she enters through the looking glass, Alice arrives and looks to the right, and she looks to the left, and she looks again, and she turns around and looks back. She didn't know what direction to take. She looks up, and there is the Cheshire Cat perched in the tree. So Alice asks, "Cheshire, where do I go from here?" In the face of the horror of terrorism, of the Middle East to our own cities, in the dismay over one disaster after another, from forest fires destroying our seven western states, floods in the south, drought in the Midwest, storms in the east, the turmoil of this world, God's word comes to us loud and clear. El Shaddai, the Almighty says, walk before me, be whole, be blameless. The wages of sin is death. Can you hear me now? The free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. The wages of sin, the gift of life. We must choose. And our choices likely have not been very good. But if we say yes to Christ, we join a procession of the faithful through the ages. But you see, this challenge is before us. When this generation has gone from an 83% not doubting the existence of God to 69%. 25% are religiously unaffiliated. With help from 300 college-based secular student alliances, 39 high school atheist clubs that have been organized in 17 states, and students in additional 73 schools have asked for starter kits. But friends, we live in a covenant nation under God. We were so conceited from the Mayflower Compact to 44 presidential affirmations. It's in our GNP bill. It's not in our giant economy, our world power status. It isn't that thing that sustained us for 236 years. It didn't lead us to Abigail, Iwo Jima, Sicily, Omaha Beach, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. It was for a world safe for democracy. We have been mutually pledged to each other. Our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Not our secular honor, our sacred honor. But understand this. The heart of God is broken. As El Shaddai joins us this morning to the world of this world he has created. For God shares our pain, our cry for heartache over children murdered in our streets, broken their bodies brought home from war, all of the kinds of life's heartaches. God wakes with us in our sleepless hours. God sits with us in our wickedness. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. But the stuff of the death of his son asked, how is our faith to endure God? You have allowed rivers of blood to flow, mountains of suffering to pile up, sobs to become humanity's soul. All without seeming to lift a finger. You've allowed bonds of love beyond number to be painfully snapped. Have you abandoned us? Isn't that our human moment? But instead of hearing an answer, we catch sight of God. God himself on a cross, and through our pain and suffering and tears, we can see the pain and the suffering tears of God. God sent his only Son. Christ's death on the cross accomplished more than an atonement for sin. He died not simply as one of us. He died for us. Jesus died for suffering and sin, and yet he lives. This morning he set a table before us. Be reminded of the cost of discipleship. Today, 50,000 of our brothers and sisters, Christians, are in Camp 14 in North Korea. They will work till death, a 7-year stint. Today, God calls us to this table to remember Jesus Christ. And now, we can experience the very presence of God. To this table, bring your joys, your sorrows, your fears, your guilt, your loneliness. And we receive from El Shaddai, the Almighty, solace, forgiveness, and God. This bread and wine are symbols of an everlasting joy. Eternal life is to know Jesus Christ and his Son. My friends, with faith shall come healing. So taste and see. The Lord is good. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting to those who trust him. The next generation of Americans, we must offer.